I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. There has always been tension between government and what we now call the news media. In the American colonies, publishing material that was critical of the British government could land you in jail, as it did in 1734 when New York Weekly Journal publisher John Peter Zenger dared to criticize British Governor William Cosby. That prosecution led directly to inclusion of a free press in the First Amendment to the Constitution in 1791. But governments by nature bend toward silencing critics, and in 1798, Congress passed the Alien and Sedition Acts, which, among other things, sought to restrict speech that was critical of the federal government. Then Vice President Thomas Jefferson sharply denounced the legislation, saying,
"If there be any among us who would wish to dissolve this Union or to change its Republican form, let them stand undisturbed as monuments of the safety with which error of opinion may be tolerated where reason is left free to combat it."
Jefferson's opposition to the restriction of a free press was instrumental in his successful bid for the presidency in 1800. Unlike most countries in the world, ours is a nation of sovereign states, each with its own laws and regulations. That's why Hibbs Hallmark & Company is licensed in all 50 states to indemnify your company against loss wherever you do business. If you have operations in multiple states, set up a no-cost coverage review at HibbsHallmark.com.